Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect partly cloudy skies tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Your forecast coming up in minutes. Tennessee College of Applied Technology at Livingston will soon be expanding its welding technology program. TCAT Livingston President Myra West said the state has funded $1 million to serve Clay and Jackson County high school students.
It will allow us to put in a brand new welding program shop area at Clay County High School. The program will be designed for high school students, dual enrollment students from Clay County, as well as allowing Clay County to partner with Jackson County, and then that will also allow us a shop area to be able to train adult students as well as industry training in that area if we need to.
TCAT already offers welding at White County High School, Cookeville High School, and Cookeville Higher Education Campus. The funding came from the governor's investment in vocational education program. The Tennessee Higher Education Commission has selected Tennessee Tech's new engineering building as its number one priority for capital projects. THEC members on Thursday approved their capital projects recommendations for the upcoming fiscal year. Tech's $55 million building proposal ranked fourth on the commission's list of recommendations last year. The 100,000-square-foot building will help alleviate space shortage and provide more room to meet projected growth. According to a press release, the College of Engineering comprises more than 25% of Tech students. Over the last 10 years, enrollment in the College of Engineering has grown 52%. Per the university's master plan, the building will be located directly across Stadium Drive from Prescott Hall. The facility will be TTU's first new engineering building in 50 years. Property purchased for a new school in southwest Cookeville has enough building space to house a K-8 facility that, according to Upland Design Group's Kim Chamberlain.
We feel comfortable. We can easily get somewhere in 150 to 180,000 square feet of building space on the property. Athletic fields there, we knew we were looking at a baseball field, a softball field, and then what we're showing it would be a combination football, soccer field. So we think it's usable. We think the property works in this regard. We think it keeps us out of the most expensive property to develop.
Chamberlain presented design drawings of the proposal to the Board of Education during Thursday night's meeting. The board has not yet made a decision on the specific type of school that will be built. They plan to make that decision before the end of the year. The city of Cookeville will seek out grant funding for a project to improve traffic safety. Public Works Director Greg Brown said the funding would address pedestrian signals and push buttons.
If we're successful in preparing the grant, I'd like to use to replace all our pedestrian signals and push buttons that do not currently meet ADA standards. In our recent completed ADA transition plan, that was one of the items that they had shown that was not, we were not at the speed on was their pedestrian signals and push buttons.
Cookeville City Council voted to apply for TDOT's Traffic Signal Modernization Program grant during Thursday night's meeting. The state has capped the maximum grant award at $250,000. Authorities have arrested a Warren County man for allegedly possessing child pornography. TBI special agents accusing 36-year-old Derek Brandon Webb of possessing more than 100 images consistent with child porn. Webb faces one count of sexual exploitation of a minor and eight counts of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. A $2 million state grant allows TCAT Livingston to expand its diesel and welding technology programs. President Myra West said the area's workforce continues to have a demand for those fields.
Especially with the diesel technology, that was one that there was a great need, because in years past, the only options that individuals in the Upper Cumberland had for diesel technology was to go to Nashville or to go to East Tennessee to our sister institution at TCAT Harriman. Both of those have great programs, but it was just a driving distance. There was just a lack of the ability and the opportunity for students to train in diesel technology. So by starting the program again a couple of years ago, that fulfilled a need for this area, but still it was very small program, and so this new money will allow us, the grant that Governor Lee gave yesterday, will allow us to expand that to be able to serve more people in the Upper Cumberland area and to be able to do it here on our main campus. Welding has been a program that's been very strong in the Upper Cumberland, and we continue to see a need. We've opened several dual enrollment programs. We have a strong program at White County High School. We opened a new welding program at Cookeville High School this year. And then at the Cookeville Higher Education Center, we have a new welding program. And so this will give that Jackson County, Clay County area of our service area an opportunity to for individuals in that region, that part of the region, to train without having to go to maybe Cookeville or to Livingston, and we'll serve that area of our service area. So we're very excited about, you know, having the opportunity to expand, especially in a program where we continue to see a demand and need.
Final question for you. What's the timeline of kind of rolling these programs out? What has to be done to get things rolling?
Okay, we actually have started today, so we're getting a good start on it. We have contracts to be signed with THEC to get the program started. Then we'll start doing our initial ordering of equipment as well as recruiting in the spring, early spring, for students that will be taking these classes in the fall. And hopefully we will be setting up labs early spring, not too late in the summer, but hopefully have everything done by summer and ready for people to enroll in fall. And so we're looking forward to getting these programs both up and going fairly soon in the next 9 months.
The funding from that grant came from the governor's investment in vocational education programs.